Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, last year, prior to the Knicks series, they get roughed up in that Knicks series, and I think we all walk away going, oh boy, what's going on here? What are they going to look like? You come back, you start the season this year, and, you know, we've talked a lot about chemistry and how this team can play. And then they were fighting injury. And so you're like, I'm kind of on board, but I'm not. I'm not sure. Then they win 18 out of 20 before the break. And you're like, okay, you know what? I'm on board with these Cavaliers. This might be what we're waiting for. But yet they were doing it with players that were injured. Now you keep walking forward into the second half of the season and the chemistry's not there. Donovan Mitchell's not healthy. And now you end the season with a team that had a lead going into the fourth quarter against Charlotte and then decided, now we're going to lose this game. And now all of a sudden everyone's got a pit in their stomach. Now, maybe Orlando is, without a doubt, the best option for them to play in the first round. And we'll find that out. I mean, this is all going to come to fruition. I said this yesterday, that if you're upset about the way things ended in the last game against Charlotte because of the way they just gave up in the fourth quarter, I think that's what makes people kind of sick, is that they decided they wanted to give up because they wanted to jockey the playoff position. If they win and they take out Orlando and then, you know, whatever happens in the second round, maybe they do win, then no one cares. No one's going to care what happened in a game that they threw away. I don't think we ever want to feel that feeling. They threw the game away.
Well, they're not the only team that did that.
No, and by the way, I said this yesterday to somebody. I go, NFL teams do this every year, the last week of the season. They do it every year. The Browns did it this year. You brought in a quarterback that never played quarterback for them before.
Yeah, but you did the...
The only difference is that the Cavaliers opted to do it in the middle of a game. And we watched it, and it was obvious that they were scoreboard watching.
Well, it manipulated where they could be in the playoffs.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing.
And does that feel right?
It feels the system. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
This is the system that's in place. Do you not like it? Change the system. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do it either.
But it was weird. You know, if you're the Knicks, you glad you won?
They could stagger the start. I mean, I know that they've decided they want to start what all the Eastern Conference games are at 1 and then the Western Conference games are at like 3:30.
Yeah, I think it's
so.
Think that's right.
And then, you know, you could stagger, look, going into the last day, not set a time, and then set times based on how things could play out. I don't know. That'd be really difficult. It's difficult for fans, teams, arenas to organize themselves that way with, like, zero prep time or run-up time. But that minute happens. Wouldn't be the first time that ever happened. So I'm trying to figure out why I feel the way I do about this team. And then on top of that, we've got this like lingering question marks about your head coach and wondering, is it his issue that they couldn't put this thing together? Is it the player's issue? Is it injuries?
Is it the roster?
Is it the roster? Is it the front office? Is it this cloud hanging over your head about Donovan Mitchell? Like, why why do I have this perception of our NBA franchise? And I think a lot of fans are asking the same question. Why do I have this perception of our NBA franchise? Like, I can't. The one overwhelming thing that I said to you, I think 2 days ago, is I don't ever remember a team with LeBron James ever caring beyond a, I wonder if we'll play this team in the playoffs or that team. Like, not caring because they ripped the rearview mirror out. They didn't care who was behind them. They were going to go out, they were going to play the best teams. We all kind of knew where it was going to go towards the end, that they would play Golden State in the finals if everything worked out right, but we didn't care about what was behind us. We cared about what was behind us going into that last game of the season. I don't know. It's just a weird way to go about playing the game. And so I think this is why I feel the way I do right now about
okay,
all this.
Okay, I understand that. I think we need to get past what happened against Charlotte.
And the reason we can't is because there's no game between then and
now.
Yeah,
I know.
I think that's
I know that. It truly doesn't matter. They're playing Orlando in the first round. If there is a matchup that you thought this is probably the best matchup for this team, it's probably Orlando. Was it Indiana? Might have been.
Yeah.
Okay. You never know. If you'd have won that game, you'd get Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Orlando. Let's see what happens.
As long as we didn't get the Knicks, that was the other one too. Like, I didn't want to see the Knicks. I didn't want to see Philly. I didn't want to see Miami. I didn't want to see them. That didn't mean that if you got to the point you had to play them.
Yeah, at some point you're going to have to play somebody if you want to.
Right, and now you're kind of, depending on what happens with these playing games, you're looking at if you can fulfill what you think you just did by playing Orlando, you're going to see Boston if things work out the right way. Let's go to Nick in Mentor. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hello, Nick.
Good. How are you guys doing? Great show.
Good. Thank you.
Just want to say I think part of it is I think as Cavs fans, I just think there's a lot of baggage right now. You know, I think we all know that regardless of what happens, the roster, maybe the coaching isn't going to look like next year what it does right now. So that kind of hangs over everybody and maybe the players too. And then you don't know which team's showing up. Is it going to be that run of 18 games where the ball's moving crisply, guys are knocking down threes, they defense is locked down and they look unbeatable versus anybody? Or is it going to be, you know, what we've had the last few weeks where it's just lots of turnovers, injuries, just trouble, you know, scoring on and getting the doors blown off of you. I think the backcourt doesn't work as it's currently composed. I don't know enough about X's and O's to say, hey, it's JB's fault. You know, I think he's done a lot with what he has, considering the injuries. But and I think Garland and Mitchell, individually, they're awesome players. It just hasn't worked. And my big fear kind of going into the offseason, this is a talented young team. I don't want to end up like the Atlanta Hawks. A lot of great players, you know, they get a lot of hype initially, and now they're looking at, you know, blowing things up and
good coach too.
Yeah, yeah, and just trading everybody. So I think we're carrying a lot of baggage with us. I think it's 70-30 on whether or not I think we're a better team than the Magic. I think we can beat them if we show up. And I think, like I said, if we're playing like we did during the 18-game stretch, we can hang with anybody in the East. And if there's one thing I learned from LeBron, it's, you know, regardless of how good you are, like, it is super hard. A lot of things need to go right to win that championship. And I think we got spoiled there. But I'll hang up and listen. But thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Good
the
point,
show.
Nick, especially at the end there. I agree with that, that we did get spoiled, you know? I was just going back and looking at, you know, even just the last two playoff series for the Cavaliers to watch them bow out and then to see, like, to look underneath that with, I can't remember what I was looking at, but it was just www, all those W's in the playoffs. When LeBron was here, when you go back and look a little bit deeper into the history, and you're like, oh, man, it just felt so easy, right? It did feel easy.
When LeBron was here?
Yeah.
That's because you had LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best players in the game and did a great job. I still think they should have won two straight championships had you not had injuries to Kevin and Kyrie, but that's neither here nor there at this point. Well, Andy, I understand the lack of confidence that you have, that I have, that I think a lot of fans have. You get in, you play well against Orlando, and hopefully you win a series. And I think the big question is going to be, what might the playoffs mean for what happens with this team moving forward? You know? I mean, what?
Totally with you.
Are there huge changes on the way regardless? Maybe because of Donovan Mitchell. You know, if he doesn't commit, you've got to do something. You know, and the whole that, you know, he's happy here, he likes it here very much, and blah, blah, blah. Well, great. Then wouldn't it be nice if he said that? Other than, you know, we'll deal with that when the time comes. And that's his right. He's allowed to do that. But we've been hearing how much he wants, you know, likes it here, loves his teammates, everything else. Why not? It's a great place to play. I get that. Doesn't mean you wouldn't want to move somewhere else. You know, that's the one thing. You don't have to be unhappy to want to move on.
No, it's the business of the game.
Sure.
That's the,
there it is.
You know, we got two guys signing one-day contracts with the Browns. That's the business of the game. I think, would you have liked to have seen Christian Kirksey play his whole career for the Browns? Yeah, I would have liked to have.
Sure.
Before he went to, what, Green Bay, Houston, and then Buffalo, I think is where he
good player.
Was all said. But, you know, there's that line between being a fan and understanding the business of what we're watching. And I think that's sometimes that's a tough pill to swallow, especially knowing that, you know, with the Mitchell thing, it's very hard for me to get over that if he's not here past when this season, when you start giving up first round picks for him, it's like invisible, right? You're paying interest for nothing. That's just what it feels like because you didn't get what you were even coming close to. If they can't win another series, Jeff, then, you know, where are we with this thing?
Well, just think about this. If Donovan doesn't sign up here,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, and you trade them or whatever, you're going to have to recoup basically what you've given up. Otherwise, why do it? You know what I mean?
Agree.
Because you're going to be down your best player and at least three number one draft picks moving forward. After already giving up an all-star forward and a guard who can score, you know, close to 20 points a game most nights.
I'm going to throw this at you when we come back, too. So, okay, instead of being negative, because I think I've been kind of negative for the last hour on the Cavaliers, I wouldn't mind being positive. And I do know they have one thing for sure going into this series against Orlando. And that's they have playoff experience when you look at these two rosters. So we can talk about that. I also, with the play-in tournament, we're a couple years in, and I asked this question yesterday. How is it? Is it worked? Is this thing right? Is it good for the game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.